Grand designs. I'd be a much better poet if I wasn't so lazy. I should be staying up late, prematurely burning out my eyes, memorizing the names of flowers and influential literary figures and articles of clothing. Instead, I sleep easy and make my mind a freeway for dreams. In the morning, I try to remember nothing if I can help it. I decided long ago that rather than write about the sun on a pleasant summer's day, I'd just soak it in and consider the benign sensation of tingling goosebump flesh to be about the same as writing a decent poem. Rendering a speechless world into harmonious and well-intentioned sounds is notable but inevitably redundant. Isn't it dumb pouring Kool-Aid into a glass already overflowing with Chardonnay? No need to capture the splendor of a sunrise in a tightly woven English ode, an honest sigh will do. This world is an endless soliloquy that never quits babbling about the abundance of beauty and suffering that you'll find here, and I don't see a need to claim a single chapter or even footnote for my own. But it's enough from time to time, where there already seems to be a pause, to stick my finger in and place a comma.